Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, radio listeners. Attention, radio listeners.
Check this out.
Atenciones, escuchados de radio.
It's time, yo. It's time.
Hey, pull my finger.
Here we go. We go. Coming to you live from a studio in Central Florida. It's a show that's not afraid to wallow in its own feces along with its listeners. Slackers and the man.
The man.
It's that time of week again, folks. Almost said time of day. That time of week. I wish we did it once a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that time of week. This is episode 108 of Slacker and the Man.
This is the Dobbs.
This is the Karaoke Spirit of Vengeance.
And finally back at Skittles.
Yes, folks. And this is Skittles' first live episode, so...
I'm going to stutter a lot.
It's a little different experience.
Yeah.
And,
no worse than having me on the show.
Probably out us and our real names.
Unless you're KSV and then somebody accidentally calls him his first name. And he's like, no. He corrects him and says his first and last name.
Yeah.
And gives the address, yeah. Fuck it.
And where you work.
Yeah.
And the address of the place you work.
Oh,
someone's gonna fucking rape you, dude.
That would be funny, actually.
And just as an homage to the show, they're gonna fuck my face. Yeah, that's
gonna fuck your face.
I hate you guys.
Hopefully, it'll be a woman.
But yeah.
Well, that'll be all right.
Well,
I guess
yeah.
Depends. Anyway.
Except for it'll be a woman with a strap on. Well,
today is a very special show for many reasons.
Yes, we actually have an interview here at 9:45. We will have Mr. Eddie LeBron, who is not only making the officially endorsed by Capcom
Capcom.
That's what I said. Mega Man film. I almost said Mega Kong film. Mega Man film. He's also making a Ghostbusters film that looks pretty damn good.
Dude, I thought this guy was awesome before I knew Capcom endorsed this shit. Now I cannot wait to see it.
Oh, you're being stock canceled.
Yeah, do you know who Ruin in the chat room is?
No. How come I don't get to know any of my stalkers?
That's right.
Can you send a picture?
It wouldn't be near as fun then.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, Ruin, do you want to fuck his face?
I don't know, man. The studio looks pretty good, but like, I wanted to get totally in the spirit for this Mega Man interview, so I went kind of overboard. I'm like,
yeah,
get me
there's
here.
Toys everywhere.
Yeah, there's Mega Man toys. I'll tweet a pic of it.
Oh, and
I was
going to
say dolls, but
action
they're
figures.
Pretty, yeah,
they're collectible.
Badass. They're badass.
If you pay $20 for one on eBay, it's a collectible.
Yeah, no. It's,
you want to know what's even geekier?
No, Ruin hangs out at the Walgreens in Bugsy.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, that's
hold
scary.
On, have laptops?
She could be anybody. I'm assuming she.
Yes, she does. She says, yes, I do.
Okay, nice. Shit.
Yeah, we've all met Ruin. So this will be it seems every live episode we do now, we have a mystery listener that knows us, but we don't know.
I think the geekiest part about the fact that I brought these action figures here is I only brought the six that I already own that happen to be in this movie that Eddie LeBron's doing. I left the ones that are in the other games at home.
Yeah, that's pretty geeky there, dude.
It was pretty geeky that I brought the Star Wars Happy Meal toys.
I take my Capcom seriously.
I take my
indubitably, you do.
And we
I
also
know this.
We also have something else to announce that'll be a plus to you listeners that are tired of me plugging 12 different things. We actually own slackerandaman.com now, and it's up. All you have to do now is go to slackerandaman.com, and I have to thank G Puzzler for finally kicking me in the ass and making me do that. So
it's so much easier to put in my text.
Yeah, slackerandaman.com, and it's up, and there's are some I've got a couple pages up already. If you don't know what we look like, you want to know what we look like, there's a thing on there for hosts of the show.
There's a reason we do radio.
Yeah, well, there's a really good picture of...
What?
The man chose a great pick for me. I have to point out he chose that pick.
You know, collectively, the men.
I am in this ass group, okay?
Yeah. The men in here. There's a reason the men in here are doing radio. I don't want to get struck again.
Okay, Ruin just admitted that he is a guy. That's... Even better,
I think I
know who this is.
Why is Skittles? Why
it's
got to
be somebody that was at the live.
What makes
episode?
You think he's hanging outside Walgreens and Bartow waiting? You think I'm there? You think we do this show from fucking Walgreens and Bartow?
I think he means like tomorrow night when
he's
nice and unviolated.
You got a nice little flipping back set up.
But anyway, also this episode, we have a ton, because you haven't been here in a month, we have a ton of email for Skittles. We put the word out there. Anybody that wants to ask her advice or anything like that, email in, and you guys sure enough did.
Or go to the live chat, because I'm totally stalking myself on live chat.
Nice.
Yes, she's in the
somehow
live
she's
chat.
More popular than me already.
I don't know. Maybe it's the boobs.
It's the boobs.
It is the boobs.
You have boobs.
You
can shut up about Street Fighter for 4 to 5 seconds.
You have boobs and a tool.
And
you're popular.
Sweatpants love boobs.
I'm putting on weight. I'll get some boobs soon.
Who's Captain Sweatpants?
from Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
See, you have to let me steal your copies of Big Bang
Theory.
Yeah,
okay, you can do
Captain
that.
Sweat.
Remind me before you go home.
He's got a shirt tucked
today,
in his sweatpants.
They're actively pursuing Leonard Nimoy to do a guest spot on Big Bang.
Thank Buddha.
Yeah. Well, as much as they've mentioned him, they have to.
Sheldon is obsessed with Spock.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Well, the episode Stan Lee was on,
that was funny.
He said that he got a restraining order from Stan Lee. He said, "Ooh, now I can hang this next to the one from Leonard Nimoy."
I saw that because I stalk everybody.
And everybody in the chat agreeing, that you have boobs, you're popular.
Yep.
Well, not just your boobs, but it doesn't
they
hurt.
They totally help. That's why for the convention for Megacon.
You almost said Capcom.
you really want to throw all the nerds for a loop? Tell them what
I'm rubbing off on it that much already.
I'm not going to tell them what size they are.
See, then they would just go eight.
Just look at the pics, man. She's got some good ones of her in her underwear. Those are.
I do, and there's more on my phone that I have not posted.
Yeah, I know. You've been teasing me with them. You're like, "Hey, I got some, but you're not going to see them."
You're used to hearing that, right?
Yeah, usually.
Me too.
For those of you not listening live, I know this is a pain, and we keep bringing up the chat room, but you really should listen live. The chat room is a being in and of itself when we do these live episodes. But Reverend Chris, the creator of our Slacker and the Man drinking game, is working on your section of the drinking game.
Yes, what would my section be there, Reverend Chris? I'm curious.
Capcom is mentioned? Or
oh, God. If Street Fighter's ever mentioned, do a shot. I will kill so many people.
I'm so glad that
loses,
I don't drink anymore.
If he loses his train of thought, down a pitcher.
You might want to limit yourself to a specific character in Street Fighter if you're going to make a drinking game about it, because then you might survive an episode.
How about Charlie, who is also the exact same character as a certain...
No, Charlie and Blanc are not the same, because Blanc is awesome.
Thank you, Skill. Right. Hey, Charlie's pretty fucking badass, too. Not the Chris Cronin version, though.
That's your Michael Bay.
Okay.
Or your Haiti.
What the fuck did Haiti ever... Never mind. We've been through this.
Ask Bert what Haiti did to all of us. Big, just... I'm kidding.
Fuck.
I'm kidding.
Because the region's not quite in yet.
Yeah. He's not here yet. He usually comes in a little late. He always rushes in
fashionably.
All right, fans, when Bert calls in, I want to say something really, really poser-like to piss him off, because he overreacts more than anybody I know, and it's fucking hilarious.
This is Bert, though, man.
Tell him Dick Grayson's going to take over the bat cowl.
Well, that at least sounds like it took some effort. I'm going to come up with something.
We have comic book nerds banging their head against the wall right now.
Oh, yeah, it's got to sound like something that only some asshole who doesn't know what he's talking about would say. I got to throw that.
Tell him Mark Wahlberg's going to play Captain Kirk next movie.
Oh, no, that would hurt my feelings.
I'll come up with something on the fly.
Yeah, say somewhere right now.
If I prepare it, it'll sound forced.
Suicide.
I know.
No. If you really want to get him going on something like that, tell him you love his Commander Cody costume.
Commander Cody costume?
Because he's Commander Bly, but they have the same stripe pattern, so it looks like Cody.
Oh.
Yeah. He really likes
I'm going to get my ass kicked. The one from Street Fighter? Oh, okay.
Right. We're talking clones.
Star Wars. Everything is Street Fighter.
Okay, that one I did intentionally. Anyway.
I have a shitload of movies to review.
What, Ryu?
Ryu.
It's Ryu, motherfucker.
I have a shitload of movies to review
Ryu.
Tonight, too. Goddamn, I got tongue-tied. I actually got to see Cop Out. That was nice.
Yeah.
Dobbs just busted his cherry all over the studio.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, you told me I can't repeat the same message over and over again. Well, if I want to laugh at somebody, I say, ha-ha.
Well, you can hit him with a rock.
I appreciate you not LOLing. Way too many people do it, and it pisses me off.
I don't LOL because I actually go, ha-ha.
You know how many people LOL instead of saying hi or okay? That pisses me off. My brother does that. I'm like, I'll see you in 10 minutes, LOL. What the fuck?
I hate the K. You get this huge check when someone just sends you K.
No,
I always hit K.
I know. I was just fixing to say that. I'm always waiting for the third K.
No, man. I know it may seem like it, but the Dobbs ain't filled with hate. You hate monsters?
When you first started doing it, I thought it was by accident. I thought your butt was sticking. And then I watched you do it to somebody, and you went, K.
Yeah.
Here's a nice bit of trivia. You know,
I faster than that. It was like, KK.
I used to be a member of a hastily assembled singing group called KKK back when I was...
Somehow that does not surprise me.
Back when I was DJing at this really crappy bar in Avon Park. And
was it a KKK bar?
No. Actually, it kind of was. There was rednecks. Wall-to-wall rednecks. Anyway, I'm going to finish the story so before I get many, haters. Anyway. Yeah, I'm Karaoke Spirit of Vengeance, KSV, so there's one K. Had a guy named Catfish who wanted to sing with me. He was Catfish with a K. Shut up. Had a third guy named K-Dog who wanted to join our group, so we became KKK. And that was not my choice. That was everyone else's in the bar. But you can't shake that once it comes about.
Yeah.
You should have changed your name to, like, PCP or, you know, any of the other
KFC
ones. Yeah, but see, we can't go KFC or KGB.
See, yes,
or KY Jelly or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go with an acronym that starts
yes,
with...
Yes, Jamie, it was The Ridge.
Yeah.
We went from Rolling Rock to Hornsby.
No, it wasn't Rolling Rock. It was Woodchuck Hard Cider.
It's called Rolling Rock. R-O-C-K. He said R-O-T. Rot. Rolling Rot.
Oh,
well, see, I'm like white trash because I like Pass Blue Ribbon. I drink the $2 pint.
So, holy shit.
Yes, Nash, the same.
The same bar where you all had a beer bottle thrown at you for singing. What was
for playing
blues?
Black music.
Is it Blues Brothers?
No, it's at 8 Mile Park, dude. That's all I said.
Oh, I know where your ridge is at.
The first week, Dr. Vern was there.
Oh,
he played an Eminem song, and then a little while later, a Vanilla Ice song. And some guy was like, hey, I'm Big Tom. You need to stop playing all this black people crap. And he was like, actually, those are both white guys. Yeah, that's funny now. You better stop playing this crap right now.
Oh, we should also mention the PX video blowing up.
Oh, God, yes, man. We've already
in
got... Last time I checked, we got 6,142 hits. That is amazing. That is all due to GateWorld.com, I guarantee it.
And my bot. I'm sorry.
Yes.
We almost had to go to joke trial on that because it took everybody
sure
a minute to...
Yeah, it was up here. It was up in the head.
Yeah.
That was more me just like, motherfucker.
I'm kidding. I don't know how to operate anything that, you know...
Well, if you do, I wish you'd turn it on our download.
Right? We'd have more than 17.
I don't need to fake it, man. I want fans. I don't want to... Then again, you know, by the time they see how many we got, they're already logged in and they already saw the video, so...
Like, actually, I am botting... I'm controlling everybody but one person in there.
And Skittles is not
the other one.
Skittles not actually here. That's actually him talking into a voice box that changes...
Yeah.
Remember the movie Scream? You can do that with chicks, too.
Yeah, I can. Watch.
What are you supposed to say?
Exactly.
Did you know the guy?
Don't talk over her. It kills the illusion.
I may have already said this on the show, but did you know the guy that does the
two things at once?
And the
hey, are you two going to do the Skittles and Dog show?
Yes,
just saying.
Yes, because everybody loves me. Hello.
The guy that does the voice.
Yeah, but everyone hates Dubs.
The voice for the voice box in Scream is the same guy that does the voices for the Sims and the Sims video games.
Yeah.
Much more. What is it about the Sims games that are so fucking addicting, man?
I don't know, man.
But I did see the picture somebody took where they dressed up as the Sims character for one of the
games. They had the blog and all over the diamond over there.
I was like, oh my God, that's awesome.
One of my favorite costumes was Naked Sim. It had like a chicken, like a, you know, a flesh tone outfit, but like she had like boxes that were like pixelated over her delicates. It was great. Did I say delicates?
You did say delicates.
You did say delicates.
What the fuck?
You can't take that back either.
No, I can't, especially since I went back and said... Anyway.
You've heard it. You cannot unhear it.
The best thing to do in a Sims game, though, is to make a room and then make your Sims go in it and then take the door out and they'll actually crap on the floor.
Or put in a pool and sell the ladder.
I actually hated that game. So those people would never do what I told them to. They're like, hey, I'm tired. We should go in that next room and go to sleep. Hey, I'm hungry. We should go eat something. No, fuck you. I'm not going to do that. And then they starve to death and they piss on the floor.
That's what they make cheat codes for, man.
Yep.
Oh, cheat codes to make them actually do what you tell them to do so the game actually works?
No, just stuff that you can...
Well, on a game, I'm not... Uh-oh, hold on. We have our interview on the line, I think.
Oh,
geez.
Hey, LeBron.
Yep.
And he creamed his pants.
Hey, LeBron. Call your own slacker in the man. Who's this?
It's the medieval Jedi, you bastard. Who else would it be?
Oh, damn it.
Make
it
offense.
Make it quick. We're waiting on an interview. We've got an interview calling in. No, this is Medieval Jedi.
Right.
What?
Listen, I'm not the only one who's pissed off that everybody and their motherfucking dog is going back and remaking movies from their own damn franchise. Lethal Weapon 5. Nice and talking Blade 4.
I actually like some of the remakes. A-Team looks awesome.
No, I'm talking about continuing your franchise years later. Lethal Weapon 5 with, you know, Gibson and Blade fucking 4. Give me a break.
You got to give it a chance, though. I mean, it could be a good film.
Well, Blade 3 wasn't that long ago.
4 was a piece of shit.
Okay.
It had John.
I'll agree with you on
that. That was it. There was no reason to make that movie except for Jet Li. And, you know, they're getting too old for that crap, both of them. And Blade 4, dude, you know, Snipes is looking to make back some of the money he's trying to cheat the government out of. That's what it comes down to.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's got to get out of that huge tax debt he's in.
Yeah, or you can go back to jail, which would be funny. But, you know, I don't know. See, he doesn't want anybody back for Blade 4 but him, and I'm thinking that Ryan Reynolds and, you know, Jessica Biel kind of made Blade 4.
Well, yeah, but you also have to consider it from a budget standpoint. They're both a lot bigger now than they were then, and it's going to cost a lot more money to get Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel in.
Well, hey, man, it's
just get some sidekicks, because really, you get tired of the guy just trying to grin his way through a movie.
We need Passenger 58. That's what we need.
Passenger 58.
Always bet all night. Okay.
Please tell me you did not actually say those words.
Yeah, I did. He said that. All that movie is one-liners.
I mean, next you're going to be telling me that, you know, you want, I don't know, Rocky 7.
Hey, I am looking forward to the next Rambo.
Yeah, I want
to
see Rocky 13. Weird Al made that song a long time ago.
There
it's a great movie.
There is a good argument against your thing. The last Rambo movie was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, you have a point. The last one was good. And actually, Rocky Balboa was not a bad flick.
No, and but you know why? Because Rocky 5 was awful.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist.
And say what you want about Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, but it inspired a great South Park episode.
You know,
it's not all bad if it inspires a great South Park.
That's true.
You mean Indiana Jones Goes New Age? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that one.
And they're making another Indiana Jones.
You're kidding. Please,
no, Harrison Ford announced it in an interview.
Years, he's already wearing Depends, for fuck's sake.
Hey,
yeah, well.
No, I love him, but he's in Depends, man.
He still does all his own stunts, though.
I do all my own
I can't
stunts.
Do stunts in Depends.
Yeah, but that's why you're injured a lot.
That's true.
And that's why you have to scream out you wear Magnum.
Actually, he's injured a lot probably because the man really kind of wants anybody who's taking his spotlight away dead. I didn't say that.
Hey. Why I only get to come on once a month.
Yes, that was my decision.
I can believe it. Anyway, I just think that when they start dragging, it's like Beverly Hills Cop 4. They actually talked about that.
Yeah, that one we could do without. That one I'll agree with.
I am, seriously though, I am 100% on your side because I'm sick and tired of...
He's just afraid of you.
No. I am sick and tired of all these remakes, rehashes, people trying to capitalize on our childhood and then fucking it all up like G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe was not that bad of a movie.
Yeah, wasn't
awful.
For a movie about toys, it was all right.
Excuse me, can I say something about G.I. Joe? It really pissed me off that they completely removed all references to The Greatest American Hero. Because American Jingo is in Bev and Sal. Did anybody else notice that Inglourious Basterds, which was all about American Jingoism, sold like motherfucking hotcakes all over Europe?
Very true.
There was no reason.
Good movie,
we're talking about putting Sergeant Rock in the future. Come
yeah,
on,
now that I'm pissed off about. That's not going to work. Sergeant Rock in the future. It's got to be a World War II. Vietnam at the latest pick for Sergeant Rock.
I'd say World War II because, you know, hey, look at Inglourious Basterds, man. People.
Yeah, World War II. It needs to be World War II, but I could live with Vietnam.
I might even be able to live with, you know, if it was like Desert Storm era. But it has to be about an American soldier, not some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm getting tired of the way everybody changes everything. And speaking of which, hey, man. I ain't going to call you by your real name, but it's tempting sometimes just to blow your cover. Did you actually read what I put up on that blog about what they need to do with the new Superman movie?
I did. I'm trying to recall it. I did read it on the blog.
Mostly
I did it when you first put it up.
Pretending that it's, you know, fucking Lex Luthor who's a threat, because really, the Lex Luthor they're putting in the movies, bald, real estate obsessed psychopaths are not a good enemy for Superman.
I agree. We need a, for a Superman movie, he needs a threat on his level. He needs a Brainiac. He needs a Doomsday. He needs a Metallo, at least. I mean, something
you
more
put,
on his
level. Well, I'm trying to say, Lex is a great villain, if done right.
If you want to put Luthor in there, have him build Metallo.
Yeah, exactly. Or be in cahoots with Brainiac or something along those lines.
I agree with that. You got
to
have Luthor in there somewhere, though.
They need to get an actor who's willing to dye his hair black and put in blue contacts.
Jobs just whipped out.
Black hair, brown eyed Superman did not work for me.
It looks a little old, but I decided to let everyone know.
They also need to get rid of, you know, if Bryan Singer comes anywhere near that movie, I hope somebody shoots him in the head twice.
Yeah, he's not. They've already said, they've said big time that's not happening.
Because, if he wanted to do it all based on the Richard Donner films, then I'm going, oh, God, no. Because, you know, if you think about it, according to Richard Donner films, either Lois Lane thinks Clark is a rapist, or Superman's a rapist, or she knows Clark is Superman.
Oh, God, Superman's a rapist. Oh, it's totally.
He's got super strength. He told Superman that was her, his kid. Now, she's supposed to have forgotten them making love. Right? She's supposed to have forgotten that. That never happened.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
But she thinks either Superman is a rapist or, hey, Clark, if she knows Clark is Superman or something, because
Brian's
a big, big, big gaping hole in the plot. But yeah, and I said the usual superhero movie shit. You gotta keep away from two villains because that ends up sucking most of the time. And most of the time. Now, Chris Nolan
was
pulled it off twice. But
I was just gonna say the Batman movies are the exception to that rule.
No. The Chris Nolan Batman movies are the exception.
Well, that's what I meant.
If you start talking about Batman and Robin and Batman Forever is not sucking. Oh, and Batman Returns. I will reach through this phone and I will grab you by what is left of your hair.
Well, basically, if you have, like, a weird team-up for
no
reason, Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy, like, Venom and Sandman, you know, just basically just because they're both in the movie, they decide to team up. And yeah, you got to avoid that shit.
There's some rationality to the Nolan team-ups.
Dang.
You know, they didn't make it. The Scarecrow was really pretty much barely there in Batman Begins. And, you know, Harvey Dent wasn't that much of a threat until towards the end of the movie with the other one, so it worked out. But... I'm actually glad they're rebooting the Spider-Man shit, because is it just me, or is Tobey Maguire looking like he's been doing heroin and speed both lately?
You mean he looks like Kirsten Dunst did for the first three movies?
Yeah. He's got freaky eyes, man. He's got some bug eyes.
Batman looks like he has been rode hard and put away wet all of a sudden, and there's no way he's going to be, you know, playing a 21-year-old kid.
Wow.
You know, he didn't even look, he's been what? 7 years or 8 years since they did the first one, and then they did the third one 6 years? 6 years, I guess.
I'm excited.
And, you know, they were trying to claim it was 2 years, and I'm going, wait, he looks like he's old, man. I'm glad they're rebooting that. I kind of hope they reboot it with, like, the Ultimate Spider-Man sensibility.
Well, that's from what I understand, that's what they're doing.
Well, okay, I understand that, too, but this is Hollywood, which is another word for fuck you.
Yep.
They'll fuck it up, dude. Until I see proof otherwise, I am assuming they will fuck it up. That's how it works. I mean, come on. Right. You've seen me, right? Anyway, I'm going to get off here, shut the fuck up, let you go back to what you're doing, and hope your interview guy calls in. I didn't realize this was calling in when I did. Thank you. I just had to bitch a little bit, and, you know, I have. There's a possible solution to the fact that you still haven't read the first fucking word of what I sent you, the man.
I know. I'm busy, man. This show takes a lot out of me.
Yeah, well, I think I might have a solution to it.
Except for, you know,
you've got an iPod. I've got a voice, and I've got a recording program.
See, now that could work. Yeah, did you get that I sent you, Audacity?
Yeah, I found it. It's still a learning curve in it, you know? I don't want to fuck with it until I know what I'm doing precisely. Anyway,
okay.
I'm going to get out of here. Anyway, good night, all. And, by the way, just so everybody is perfectly clear, let there be no illusions. Skittles, you're the only attractive one.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, sir.
Can't understand that.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it sad that I'm getting antsy waiting for a dude to call?
Well,
is that sad?
He's 2 minutes late here.
Oh, my God. He's not going to come. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And his email said, I'll call it 9:45.
He lied to me. The bastard.
He's probably listening. He just heard that, and he's like,
oh, whatever.
Fuck you, man.
Well, no, I know he's supposed to call. He actually promoted it on his website, so, I mean, I know he's supposed to call.
Maybe he's having internet problems or something. I mean, that does happen.
Yes, and
when they got photos, because I think that might have scared him.
Not yet, but...
I did. I mean...
I've done that to Weird Al, but not him.
Okay.
And you guys have got to go to slackerandaman.com and check out the host of Slacker and a Man section and see the picture of KSV.
Yeah, I hate you. I really fucking hate you.
Hey, well, all I can say is...
on internet.
Yeah.
Go there now.
It's like that damn commercial. When you post something online, you can never get rid of it.
Autobot Jazz says KSV likes dude.
Figures.
Slacker the Man.
Hey, I like the ninja smiley face. Where's that?
Oh, it's Jerry.
What's up, Mo? Now I wait for a response because it's a chat room.
All right, let's see. There's the Eddie LeBron email. I'll call 9:45 p.m. on the dot. Talk to you then.
Now, is he in, like, say, some other time zone?
I told him Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, okay.
So, we should be good.
I don't know.
He's not going to do it, man. He lied to us.
Oh, we need to plug... this coming Saturday, if you get this before this weekend, this coming weekend is MechaCon.
Kelly.
Friday night the 12th. Skittles won't be there for this, but Friday night the 12th, Dobbs, KSV, Teacher Bill, and myself, and I'm assuming probably some of the other Sci-Fried guys will be
imagine.
Miller's Ale House on International Drive in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, drinking is involved. They'll all be there.
And we'll be hanging out there. And then Saturday after the con at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Backstage Lounge at the Rosen Plaza Hotel, there will be a free Sci-Fried concert.
That's right.
And after that will be the Wolfpack Elite Party till 2 in the morning.
Think so, yeah.
And then Sunday during the day, Skittles is going to be at the con.
My first con ever.
Yep, her first
and
con ever.
First
and
con.
Dog's first con.
Yeah.
So we're going to pop both their cherries this weekend.
Get our cherries popped.
I have to leave it Sunday. Stupid ass job that I should not have mentioned where it is.
What do you have to? What time do you have to leave Saturday?
Oh, I'll have to be there till 3:30.
Sunday, I mean. So okay. Well, I wanted to get a group shot of the four of us together at some point. I want to make sure you didn't have to leave at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
But,
hey, KSP, I got the Sci-Fried album off iTunes and liked it from Rev Chris. And
yes.
The section is now done.
We need
to.
Hell
yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks
we
for the support.
Yeah, we
glad
need to announce that, too, that Sci-Fried is now on iTunes as well. Just go to iTunes, type in Sci-Fried, both Ramming Speed and Geeks Unite are on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my corner.
It's called Ramming Speed. What?
It's a good. It's funny. It made us laugh. That's what it was supposed to do,
yep.
Right?
So, all right, well, let's dive in. While we're waiting on Mr. LeBron to call in, let's dive into some of the other stuff. We want to do movies reviews or get into the email? The email is pretty good.
Let's do some email.
It's Skittle's
email.
What email is, you can stop and start
but,
it.
Well, but the movie review is like one person saw the movie, so they're just like,
yeah, we got Dr. Strangler.
Oh, that's true.
Okay,
that's
let's
true.
Go. Here's the email for Skittles. It said, this one's for Skittles. Since you're on the show now and going to be going to conventions, do you have any costume plans for any of the conventions this year?
I had this crazy dream that the guys made me dress up as Hermione.
Let's pull that off.
Up as a schoolgirl. That's completely out of the question.
That would suck so bad.
And then, like, I really want to do a Samus Aran costume, but I need someone to help me make it.
I know somebody that's made one before. I can put you in contact.
Well, I was thinking maybe the Rican would help.
Maybe the Rickon.
Hey, you need to speak out. My big mouth is drowning you out.
I know. So I was thinking maybe Samus Aran for one.
Samus Aran for the people that actually know her name.
Cállate la boca ahora, cebo tanto.
Vamos a matar a gringo y estúpido.
I bet Burke's not here.
He'd be like, you're saying that wrong.
I do. Actually, I know somebody that's made one. I can put you in contact.
He doesn't talk like that, but I just figured I'd give him a little...
But, so you do have plans for?
I do have plans. Like this week,
don't blow it all out of the water.
I'm not
you
going
to keep some of it
because you guys have to approve what
okay.
I have planned still. But I do have an idea in mind.
That's what KSP calls dibs on the broomstick part of Skittle's costume.
Oh man. You're
okay.
The new dog.
But you do have a costume for Sunday.
It's sort of a costume. It's more of just like an outfit, like a theme.
Okay.
Oh, that's happening. You think that's funny. That's happening.
But I do have plans for that. And then since we will be doing the interviews that you still have to give me questions for, because I'll totally.
We're going to take care of that.
Apparently you're fat and Spanish. Hombre es gordo.
Okay. So here's the next question. Here's the next email.
Okay.
I'm assuming this is for you. From a woman's point of view.
Okay.
Yes.
Give me your KSV.
Yeah,
who's more bangable? Mal Reynolds, Han Solo, or Captain Kirk?
Mal Reynolds.
Mal Reynolds? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Captain Kirk, it totally depends. Captain Kirk, it totally depends. Like, what generation of...
He just says Kirk.
Yeah.
Shatner Kirk.
Old Shatner Kirk.
Oh,
Priceline.com Kirk.
I have a huge heartthrob for William Shatner.
I would never
bang him. I would never bang him, but just the way he talks, like if I could hang out with Shatner for a day, I'd be pimping.
And you know what KSV says about that?
Sweet scrum gravy.
I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you.
You know, press that again, just for good measure.
Sweet scrum gravy.
Why did I say that again?
Yeah, that's the good thing, too, about the live.
We were testing our mics.
Oh, that's right, testing the mics. I wanted to say something stupid.
I can play sound drops on the live.
Fucking dude.
And there's only so many times someone can say testing, and then someone else say testies, and it be funny.
Yeah. Even though somebody does it every week.
Yeah.
So I think I said sweet scrotum gravy to break
up
the monotony.
Yeah, like testing, 1-2, testing, 1-2, and then we get
sweet scrotum gravy.
Oh, man.
Oh, I hate you.
All right.
What's your favorite food, KSV?
You have to wait till my
Well, it's pizza. Wait, don't
say. Are you sure?
I got to say pizza first.
Hey, KSV, what's that on your chin?
Sweet scrotum gravy.
I hate you.
Oh, that's going to get wore out tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's
probably
okay. Yeah.
Oh, we have Felix from Primetime Geek in the chat room. As a matter of fact, you can hear this guy next to me. I can't remember his name. KSV and I on episodes 96 and 97. 96 and 97 of Primetime Geek at primetimegeek.com. So definitely check those out. Check them all out. They're all great. But, okay, so let's get to the next email.
Uh-oh.
All right, Skittles. Okay, here's where
taste
they start.
Taste motherfucking rainbow. It's all about Skittles.
Yes.
Skittles, how important is penis size to a girl?
Put that little thing away, dude. It's not enough.
Just to put a nerdy spin on it, which superhero do you think has the biggest package?
Mr. Fantastic.
So answer. There's two questions there. Answer the first one.
Okay, penis size really doesn't matter. Like, the whole size of the boat motion, the ocean thing is totally true.
So if you get really drunk and scream, I wear magnums, that really doesn't mean anything.
No, it really doesn't.
Okay,
I mean, it can be a bonus for some women.
A bonus, get it?
It really
the really slutty ones perked up. What?
Yeah, but, I mean, there's certain people that just, like, a big one would be like, ow. So you really don't want a rib knocker. That's,
okay.
Yeah, you know, that's my term for it. I've
now, if
favorite.
It's too big, have you ever yelled,
sweet scrotum gravy?
When Mr. LeBron calls in, the first thing he's going to hear is, you know, the...
you don't set up too quickly.
Mega Man gets him.
The listeners, unfortunately, didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's my ringtone when I get a message is me going, hello!
But, anyway... So penis size,
It totally depends primarily on the chick, like her body buildup, as well as, you know, if the guy is good in bed, it doesn't really matter on the size, as long as he can get you off.
What if it's like, okay,
good to know. Wait a minute.
3 centimeters,
what the fuck does it matter?
But, I mean, you're better off just doing it with the girl.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if you can give her some a tongue tornado and she gets off, and then you can climb on board and get off, then everybody's happy.
Apparently, even if a chick knows you're hung like a fucking moose, it doesn't help either, because, you know, like, chicks find out and then they're like, oh, wow, that would hurt me. Oh, well, I don't want to fuck
you
anyway.
Are you hung like a moose?
Yes, I am. Fuck you.
Sweet scrotum gravy.
When you put up moose knuckles, every time he says it's all come up with moose knuckles.
God damn it.
God.
Jesus.
Okay, so.
Jesus Christ.
So, which superhero do you think has the biggest package?
That's actually kind of a test. Like, what version of superhero? Are we talking comic? Are we talking movie? Are we talking.
And let's
just superhero.
Fantastic.
When you
say classic man or not.
When you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they're customizable.
Yeah, that's not.
When you think of superheroes and big dongers, what's the first one that comes to your mind?
Robin, you wouldn't see it coming.
No,
that's pretty revealing.
Bird-like.
Definitely not Aquaman. It's cold down there.
I also guarantee Superman's got, like, a half-inch dick.
Oh, yeah, Superman got
dude, you ain't never noticed the bulge on Superman?
We could actually let her answer.
That'd
be great.
Let's let the chick answer.
We're too busy talking about dick to let her answer.
Let's quit debating dick and let
the
girl answer.
We're all Brody from Mallrats. Okay, good.
I would think it would probably be, like, my thing is every time I think of a superhero, I'm torn between Superman and Batman, but I think Batman is better than Superman because he's not a space superpowers. He has just that belt. So I'm going to go with Batman.
And you know what he holds in his utility belt?
Sweet scrotum gravy.
I wish I had that drop. That
was anyone funny. Else just imagining her in her room with her little toys going, oh, Superman, oh, Batman, oh.
Not really. Yeah, that was you. So let's get to the next Skittles email.
Okay, next Skittles email.
Okay. All right. Skittles.
Yes.
If you had lupus.
All over this is going.
Skittles, if you had lupus and the only way to cure it was to sleep with one of the other three members on the show, which one would it be and why?
Remember, you have to. You have no choice.
Probably the Dobbs, because I've known him for the longest period of time. I mean,
okay.
I just,
and penis size doesn't matter, so.
Penis size doesn't matter. But he's the one I feel most comfortable with.
Oh,
and plus, you, like, totally hit on me at the 100th episode. That made me laugh.
I hit on Dobbs that night.
Yeah, he actually kind of.
Did he grab your butt, too?
Our listeners...
He grabbed my butt in the front.
So notice your answer. Notice your answer is basically definitely the Dobbs, maybe the man.
No, I didn't say maybe the man. I just pulled out the fact that he was hitting on me and grabbing my butt while I was trying to watch Disney.
Okay, are our listeners here? Is this all for naught?
Oh, no, we're back. Jamie says we're back.
Okay, good deal. Did you all hear the question she just answered?
Yeah.
Well, there's like a 15-second delay between here and there, so.
Oh, sorry, I hacked the man's PC.
Yeah, right.
You shouldn't have made your
password. Okay, so they did get the
question. Okay, you guys are hearing us. Okay, good.
Okay.
Titties and bears.
This is such a tightly run ship.
Okay, so now the next email.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, geez.
Okay, it says, I like the fact that... this one actually isn't for Skittles, but it has to do with Skittles. I like the fact that the show isn't always a sausage party now, but I have to wonder, why so long to get a chick on the show? And
I want to take credit for that, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, truth be told, we had a semi-part-time chick on the show once, and had some shit. That was way before you were here, Dobbs. I know you're giving me the confused puppy dog look, but...
No, I'm just trying to think who it is, and I think I know.
It was actually quite on accident for me. She was at the 100th episode taping, so I assumed she was a regular on the show, so I'm like, hey, come on the show with me sometime. Turned out she'd never done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even really go on the
100th episode. I guess it's not interesting or funny.
I had been wanting to add a female to the show for a while, just for bits like tonight, because these are really easy to get people to send, and as far as doing conventions, I have uses for a female as far as doing bits on the
Skittles is the shit.
I'll go ahead and be sexist and offensive. For the most part, they're just not funny, though. So, you know, you can't really... Hey, I said for the most part, you're hilarious. We brought you on.
I know.
Wow. The most
part. That's why I'm radical and truly outrageous.
That's right.
Most
girls I know would just be sitting in the corner like, what are you guys talking about this stuff? Oh, my God, he's bringing up Street Fighter again. Oh, Sweet Testicle Gravy. I'm tired of hearing it. I want to go home. Man, I got to pee. You know.
Well, I do have to pee all the time, so you can't really...
Almost. Women always have to urinate.
All right.
I can't work. I'll go like 8 hours. I'll be like, oh, my God, I forgot to pee.
Okay, this one's a little longer. This is kind of more what we were asking for.
I'm going to clean it up at work.
Okay, so here we go. Okay, Skittles, let's see if you can help me with this one. There's a girl I kind of dig, but we live pretty far apart. I only see her a few times a year at cons and whatnot. I think she digs me, too. We always seem to wind up doing stuff together at cons. But since she lives so far away, I never really went for it because of the distance between us. I live in Orlando, and she lives in Georgia. It just seems like a waste of time to try and hook up with her since she lives so far away. What do I do?
That's what the internet's for, really.
Yeah, bang her at the cons.
Actually, I was fixing... Oh, okay, hold on. This is Skittles.
It's not even that far away.
Okay.
Just from experience myself, and like long term,
I am not the only Southerner in the room anymore.
Well, I have a Southern accent because whenever I go up north, they're like, "You talk like a Southerner," and down here, I talk like a Yank, and I just don't know where I am. But
move to North Carolina, you'll fit in.
No,
wherever it's just a
no. I like having stuff close by.
So anyway, what's your answer?
From personal experience, like getting laid, I don't know. That's always fun.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, if you can get laid at a convention, that just makes it even better. Hello. And she probably would feel the same way if she's into you. The best way to find out if she's into you is just drop a couple lines.
Yeah, ask her. Just walk up to her and say, hey, you want to wrestle? That's the best way to do
it. No. No. Because I
that's worked for me before.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to say I've never been hogging, but...
the mental images that will be forever burned.
Okay. Yeah, the man hog.
But hey, my answer to that would be, you know, root her out at a convention and then don't worry about it other than at convention.
I mean, just drop her a line, see if she's game. If she's game, get a hotel room. Maybe, you know, offer to pay for the hotel room together.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean,
you know, go
that's a subtle, you're right, though. That's a subtle way to,
maybe we can push these two twin beds together.
Hey, Mo wants to wrestle with you, Skittles.
But just see how it goes from there. Long-term relationships don't really work out.
No, they never. Well, actually, for the guy, they normally do. Because then you've got a steady girl. You've got somebody to lean on emotionally on the phone and root her out when she's here. But then when she's not here, it's way easy to cheat.
Exactly. Oh. they don't work out because there's always going to be that negativity hanging over the relationship. So just try to see how it goes as far as with conventions. I mean, if all she is your weekend convention sleepover buddy, then, you know, that's how far the relationship goes.
But actually, if you want it to last and to work and to not be stressful, be upfront with her and let her know, look, I just want to be friends with benefits, basically.
Yeah, and then if you move down to Florida or if I move up to Georgia, we can see if it goes further from there.
Every time I think I get one of those things, she always wants a relationship out of it, but she doesn't tell me until afterward, of course.
Oh, it says I'm asking for a miracle to ask a geek to be subtle. Pick up line work. Does it smell like chloroform to you?
That is
that was sent by Ruin.
Ruin, you're the shit.
Okay, here's the next question.
Okay.
says, MegaCon is coming up, and I'm stoked for the Wolfpack party. I was wondering if you guys could ask Skittles how many drinks it takes to make a girl play Bouncy Bouncy with a guy she normally wouldn't look twice at.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he actually said Bouncy
Bouncy. So far, it's more than four, and I figured that out.
the pickup line.
That's a very fun.
I was the one guy at a girls' night out,
there
man. That
was six
was,
of
that
us,
was...
and we were trash. I'm still finding out details about that party. You should totally say.
Yeah. This next question is probably my favorite at all.
I never really answered the last one though about playing Bouncy Bouncy on a trampoline.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We just apparently know it's not four.
Okay. How many drinks does it take?
See, I'm not a good example. I'm Irish German. Okay. We drink a lot. So I mean, I've you know, nine drinks for me, but. For one of my friends.
That can't be. I'm writing this down.
Or, like, the other weekend, I drank, like, four double Jack and Cokes, but the bouncer loved my boobs. The bartender.
Start double fisting these.
Okay, here we go. I don't like these. They're not past the ribbon.
Then you can start double fisting this.
The
bartender, like, totally loved my boobs, so I was getting, like, quadruple shots of Jack and Coke. It was very nice. I was more Jack than Coke, so it only took me about six before I forgot what I was doing. But for my friend, it only takes a couple shots of Patron for my pookie.
For your what, huh?
My friend, I call her my pookie, and she's my pookie. And for her, it only takes like
when
a
your friend, do you mean your vagina, or?
No, she's not.
Oh, okay, that's where I was.
So you have an easy friend, basically.
When we go out together, she comes with me, and she leaves with me, but she has done some really silly things with Patron.
That's her kryptonite.
That is her kryptonite. Yeah. She has to say no. Like, Yanker's my kryptonite, but that's because I find the 6-foot, 300-pound guy I want to pick a fight with him when I drink Yanker.
You poke him in the chest and call
no,
him boy?
No, I stand up on a
apparently
chair.
Apparently I do.
That was funny as hell.
I stand up on a chair so I can get eye level with him so I can cuss him out face to face.
You're a girl. If he hits you, then he's a real, you know, he loses automatically.
But it could be one of those Jersey Shores, you know, fist bumping Jaeger bombs guys.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, all right, so here we go. Here's our next question. This is probably my favorite. It's
been a half hour now.
Yeah, let me check the switchboard just to make sure.
Man.
But nope, no call. If an hour behind, it'd be 10:45. We'll have 15 minutes to interview.
I guess.
All right.
Damn it.
You guys claim to be the Monsters of Stern or Opie and Anthony of Geekcast, which, yeah, kind of. Since these are your
inspirations,
how long before you guys have some naked girls in the studio? You have Skittles on the show now. Is she ever going to let her puppies breed?
That is Ron Diaz and Ron Bennington.
That's actually one of my favorite sexual innuendos.
My dad could not get me to stop saying
it's Ron Fez now, but yeah.
He could not get him to
Ron
stop
Ron.
Saying let the puppies breathe.
Yep.
When I was like 4, 5, 6 years old, it would flip out because I would constantly be saying it. I didn't know what it meant back then.
Great job, buddy. That's all it took. Unfortunately, there's no cameras here.
Ron Diaz is my
everyone knows him lying.
I always wanted to say we're not lying about that.
If she does it, we'll say it. But
yeah, everyone knows I'm full of shit.
You know what? That's him taking my shirt off.
No.
Y'all don't want to see this bird.
Let those puppies suffocate.
I do have birds on mine.
No, I mean, no.
Hey, she's got a cool tattoo on them.
Really?
All right. Hold on. Hey, this next one's really short. This one's kind of along some of the lines of some of the other stuff we've already done. What's the most effective way to get a phone number from a girl?
Yo, bitch, give me them digits.
It's just basically like, I don't know. For me, it's making me laugh. Like, come up and say something really smart that makes me laugh.
Like, I wear condoms.
You were talking to me earlier about a very, very simple pickup line, straight into the point that actually worked up very well with you.
I know what it is.
Sweet
corn
gravy.
Yeah, the napkin story. I figured that's what won you over. Was the guy was being absolutely blunt with you.
He was totally adorable. He wrote down on a napkin, hey, I want to make out with you. Here's my number. And then he left his name and his phone number, and he just handed it to me on a napkin and walked away, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. So I called him.
I doubt it worked for me, but nothing really does.
But, I mean, just be honest and be funny, and don't be like, hey, you know, did you fall from heaven? You know, that's, seriously, those pickup lines are so old.
I invented the worst pickup line just for the sake of inventing the worst pickup line. That is.
I know what it is.
Oh, shut up. Will you stop it? We're going to drop
Sweet
the fucking.
Corn gravy.
Every time you do that, we cut out, man.
I know.
The worst pickup line ever. Walk up, go, like, oh, damn, babe, what's that nasty smell? Oh, it must be you, because you had a shit. That will never work. And basically, it's great for if you want that seat.
Okay, okay.
Or if you like getting punched in the face.
Some of us do. Some of us get off on that.
Also, buy the girl a drink. I mean, like, one guy on the chat forum was saying how he saw a girl at a, like, ED Games, and she was playing a game, and he just didn't really say anything, but he made her smile. Like, he just made one little comment and made her smile.
So, hey, you guys want a drink at ED?
Huh?
He showed her his wiener.
No, he didn't.
He's like, and maybe I like the way you push the
you
buttons
got to smile.
On that.
If you get a girl and you get her to smile, and she doesn't give you that weird, oh, you're kind of creepy smile, but she actually gives you, like, a genuine smile where you made her laugh. You've got the door open. That's your end. Like, just go with it from there. Keep talking.
However, if all you get is the creepy smile, just give up.
Creepy. Yeah. See, if you don't get the creepy smile, you're that much closer to heels to Jesus.
For no reason.
All right.
This was a very depressing show all of a
sudden.
Next
one. Okay.
Yeah, I don't
know why. This is another long one.
But all of a sudden, I'm sad.
Boba Clem says,
Boba Clem over here.
My girlfriend broke up with me, and I just left for about 6 months. She then randomly called me and said she needed help, so I went over
there.
Tell her
to go to hell.
Then we went on a trip to Washington, D.C. Oh, wait a minute. No.
Oh, you mother...
Don't worry, Dom. She's not Haitian.
Said, we talked for a while, for like 3 hours or so, and then when I went home, we talked about getting back together, and then she decided that wasn't what she wanted, so she told me that. I was okay with it, and then she said like a week later that she wanted to date other guys and wanted to know how I would react. I told her we were just friends, so I don't have a problem. After 3 weeks of hanging out with her, I realized I'm in love with her.
Ooh.
You're a dumbass.
Ouch.
And I don't stop thinking about her, but I have no clue what to do.
Run the fuck away.
I don't want to be just friends, so I told her that I love her. And after a couple of days, she said it's not that what she wants right now. So we are still friends, and I'm dying inside. So I was wondering what I should do.
Seriously,
hold on, hold on. I got this one. I got this one.
Actually, I kind of got an answer for this guy, too.
Run away.
Do you want a handgun?
No, no, no.
Eat a bullet because you're going to be miserable.
No,
all right.
No,
miserable,
no, we're not trying to tell our listeners.
No, don't eat a bullet, but don't go down that fucking road. I just
Here's
went down
thing.
That road.
You,
it's
you are in love
awful.
With a person who is not in love with you. What
yeah.
you need to do is just cut all ties.
Exactly. You
don't
spend enough time away from her, it won't hurt at all. Trust me.
Yeah, oh, it'll hurt like a.
Well, okay, it'll hurt, but it'll be a lot worse.
Actually,
like,
my best advice, real advice,
you're damned
eat
if you
a bullet,
do, damned if you don't. But I
is
mean,
get a quick, meaningless piece of ass. And
no, that
realize,
actually didn't help me at all.
Yeah, that doesn't help at all,
because
dude.
Because I was banging on the door while you were
yeah,
doing
you
it.
Yeah, you were.
No, in all seriousness, I was like,
dude, I'm trying to finish over here. Where's my hand?
In all seriousness, though, she just wants to be friends. You don't. You need to stop being friends with her altogether. I'm trying to help you, dude. You need to stop being friends with her altogether. Stop talking to her. Yeah, it'll suck for a little while, but after like a couple of weeks or so, you know, as long as you don't talk to her again, because that'll reopen that shit.
Yeah, don't talk
you just
to her.
Basically, you need to be straight up upfront with her. Like, look, I'm in love with you, and you don't love me, and this is painful, so here's the deal. I'm deleting your number from my phone. I don't want to have contact with you anymore. I'd appreciate it if you would respect my wishes, and don't call me. End of story.
Yeah.
Then it's
yeah,
gonna take some serious time
or,
to kind of get over that. You'll never really get over it, but you'll kind of.
Eventually, one day, you'll wake up and you won't.
I could be
you'll
wrong, but I'm probably right. You might want to get used to the idea of never being able to be friends with her again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's done.
Change her name in the phone to don't answer, because I tried to do that. I was like, look, you know, if I'm on this page, you're not.
I did.
It's just, you know, and I tried to terminate, and she wouldn't stop. Calling me, and then I was like, okay, well, this is cool. I wasn't cool at all.
I did the same thing last year. I stopped talking to her, and it was okay for a while. Incidentally, we're hanging out this Thursday. I'm going to have a horrible time, and I'm going to regret it. So listen to me.
Yeah. Seriously.
You don't be like KSD.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, never be like KSD.
Actually,
ever.
Moshi has the best answer for how to pick up a girl. You take her to a Wolfpack Elite party.
What? And then you get her taken away?
No,
by
not necessarily.
Moshi. Or one of the other people that are cool.
Yes, Nash, I am prepared for our special percussion. You make it sound dirty when you say it that way.
Does it involve your face?
It's fucking bongos, man. It's not, he makes it sound special percussion. We're not playing it with our cocks, which is fucking bongos.
That would be, hey, if you ever need somebody to play bongos with a cock on the show. I mean,
well, he's Italian. It would definitely go over well.
That would hurt. I'm just saying.
I'd try it once.
That would be ungood.
Ungood.
Yeah.
Ungood.
Ungood.
Ungood. Yeah. I'm glad
they're a little high up. They come to my chest, and my dick unfortunately doesn't.
I say ungood all the time.
Okay. We haven't taken a wee-wee break yet, so and I've got to piss something fierce. So.
Fierce.
That's in the South. It means fierce.
Oh, okay.
The most fierce.
I'll stand here because he won't be back in time.
Okay.
More fiercer.
So we are going to go, and in honor of the Wolfpack Elite and Sci-Fried Show, Sci-Fried Show starts at 8:00. It's at the Rosin Center.
Benjamin, hold on. Down.
It's the Rosin Center Plaza, the backstage lounge there, and 8 o'clock is a free sci-fi show, or 8:30, I'm sorry, 8:30 is a free sci-fi show, and then after that they're going to close it down for a few minutes, and then the Wolfpack Elite MegaCon attendees party is going to be there, and that's going to be going on all night, so you definitely want to hit that. Our whole show will be there, other than Skittles.
Yeah.
So in honor of that, we're going to play a sci-fi song tonight, and I'll let you... let's do this one.
Well, everybody should also be there on Sunday, because I will be there Sunday.
Yes, you'll be there. But the party, you won't be there. What we're plugging right now is the party.
I know,
so.
But I'll be at work.
Are we out of sci-fi songs we haven't heard yet?
No, but I wanted to play that one just because it was the title or track.
Good idea. That is the song we always open with, so let's hear that.
So there's a little Geeks Unite by Sci-Fi.
Okay, I think the lesson there is never trust anyone in Slacker and the Man Show with your username on any application, because right now Skittles loves anal, the man loves KSV, Sweet Shroom Gravy.
What did I miss while I was peeing?
Apparently a lot.
You love anal while you're peeing, evidently.
He was you,
I was him. You can't trust your friends.
I'm glad I don't have a computer.
I left
right
mine
now.
Logged in and you guys left it.
Okay.
Hey, you want to plug his Ghostbuster site?
I knew what you said.
Yes, don't forget to go to the leftovers group.
Does it say the man?
Skittles can plug it. My
voice
sounds
better. Oh, I'm sorry. Skittles, plug Kissimmee Ghostbusters.
Do it sexy.
Like